An armed shopper ends a mass shooting. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It happened at a mall in Indiana after someone started shooting, sending people running for cover. Three were killed.
This isn't something that we have seen here in Greenwood before. It is absolutely horrendous.
Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen.
Police in Greenwood, Indiana, that's just outside of Indianapolis, are still trying to figure out why that lone gunman walked into a shopping mall and started shooting. The suspect, only described as an adult male with a long rifle, also had several magazines of ammunition when he started shooting in the food court area. Three victims were killed and two others were hurt, but fortunately, no other harm was done thanks to a legally armed citizen with a handgun.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The Texas State House has put out a report into the mass shooting at Uvalde School in May that left 19 students and two teachers dead.
If we need a simple phrase to describe what the report says, again, I would tell you multiple systemic failures.
Republican State Rep. Dustin Burrow says nearly 400 officers were there, but it took over an hour to get into the classroom to kill the gunman.
The fact that there was no overall commander outside the building, where there should have been one, should have been known by many.
In Florida, a trial starts today to decide if Nicholas Cruz should get the death penalty for the 2018 high school shooting in Parkland. He's already pleaded guilty to murdering 17 students and adults. In Washington, they'll start picking a jury today to put Steve Bannon on trial, the ex-Trump White House strategist facing contempt of Congress charges for not cooperating with the House committee investigating the Capitol riot, though Bannon recently did offer to testify. There are COVID cases that are on the rise. We had the most in 5 months last week in the U.S., and an Omicron subvariant is a big factor.
If you got your booster, let's say, last November or December, you don't have as much protection against this virus as you'd like.
Dr. Ashish Jha, ABC's This Week. America's
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Final funeral is today in Illinois for the last of the seven people murdered in the Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting. Kevin McCarthy and his wife were killed, leaving behind a two-year-old son. The lead singer of the rock band The Smashing Pumpkins plans a benefit show for the parade shooting victims.
Billy Corgan, The Smashing Pumpkins frontman, and his partner Chloe Mendel announced a live stream charity show.
So what we want to do on the evening of July 27th is we're going to have a very special charity concert. It will be broadcast live on YouTube for free.
He added in the Instagram video that he has lived in the area for about 20 years and that Jimmy Chamberlain and other parts of the Pumpkins family will take part in the event. The show, titled Together and Together Again, airs July 27th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
President Biden is not getting good marks in a new Fox News poll. Just 40% of those surveyed approve of the job he's doing. He's just back from a Middle East trip that included a controversial meeting and fist bump with the Saudi crown prince. And while oil was a big topic, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict was also discussed.
The president tweeted on Sunday that the U.S., quote, will continue to support Israel's integration into the region and support efforts to negotiate a long-lasting peace. The president saying repeatedly on his trip,
the best way to achieve that remains a two-state solution.
But despite the president's hopes for peace, other Arab nations have made it clear relations with Israel will not change without a two-state solution. A top Saudi diplomat telling Fox that if that agreement should ever come to pass,
we believe that in exchange there should be peace and normalization between Israel and all the Arab countries.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise to start the week. Dow futures up more than 200 points. The price of gas down another penny, continuing its daily decline from last month's record high, now almost 50 cents less. On the famed golf course at St. Andrews, Cameron Smith won the British Open, the last major tournament of the year. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.